Mubarak, may Allah accept from all of you, inshallah. Three glad tidings, three good news. Thalathu bisharat. The first one, the very famous well-known hadith. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in this hadith, "Man sawa Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban." In another hadith, "Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, qad ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi." من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. The one who fasts the month of Ramadan إيمانا واحتسابا. So we have an action plus we have two conditions. The action is the psalm itself, fasting. The two conditions for this fasting قال إيمانا واحتسابا. To do it on a base of faith. You believe that it's an obligation and you believe that it is a fard from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word ihtisab in Arabic means قال أن تفعله ابتغاء الأجر والثواب عند الله يوم القيامة. الاحتساب means to do this action on the base that you believe that Allah will give you the reward in the day of judgment by Allah. So this is the ihtisab. So the one who does this act plus these conditions, the end results are غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Everything from his sins will be forgiven by Ibn al-Mawla Azza wa Jalla. So this is the first good news. The second one, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, قال أرأيتم لو أن نهرا بباب أحدكم يغتسل منه في اليوم والليلة خمس مرات أكان يبقى من درنه شيء؟ قالوا لا يا رسول الله. قال فذاك مثل الصلوات الخمس يطهر الله بهن الخطايا. From Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, do you think if someone of you is living and next to his doorstep there is a river and he's having something like in our language now, he's having a shower five times a day. He's cleansing, cleaning, washing his body five times from this river which passes by his doorsteps. Do you think any kind of dirtiness, any kind of dirt, any kind of anything bad will stay in his body? The companion said, no, Ya Rasulullah, definitely no. Imagine someone who's having five times a day shower, five times, definitely he will be completely cleansed and clean. قال فذاك مثل الصلوات الخمس يطهر الله بهن الخطايا. He says he was making a resembling, تشبيه, تمثيل. He said this is exactly the likeness of the five times of prayer. When you pray five times, you will be cleansing yourself, you will purifying yourself from the sins that you are making against Allah's will subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what's the relation with this? This is our golden opportunity, respected brothers and sisters. Many of us, for many reasons, we are not able to commit ourselves to the five times prayer. Right? For many reasons. Now it is a golden opportunity. Connect it with Man Sama Ramadan Imanan wa Ihtisaban. Starting, at least, put in yourself Fajr and Taraweeh, with Isha of course. At least, make this with, organize your life on this. The third glad tiding that I finish my khatra with it is the very beautiful, important hadith which was narrated in Sahih Bukhari. Actually, it was not just narrated in Sahih Bukhari. It is the first hadith of al-Bukhari, which is, what's the first hadith? إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. MashaAllah. Most of you know it. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِدُنْيَا يُصِيفُهَا أَوْ امْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِحُهَا أَوْ يَتَزَوَّجُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. Verily, indeed, actions are only considered by intentions. If there's an intention, action will be considered. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. The one whose hijra, whose migration will be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the general meaning of migration. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ, which means he will be rewarded according to his niyyah. And if his movements, if his, where he was seeking something else, he will be rewarded as such. So now, purify, let's all of us purify our niyyah. Why I am coming here? Why I am fasting? Is it because it's just a habit? Is it because just my parents want me to do so? Be careful. Is it because this is what I used to since I was born? No. You have to review your niyyah. This is because Allah is the one who commanded this. What is the good news in this? What if you are not able to come to the prayer most of the time? Don't worry. If you are doing your best, but there's a condition against your will, and you are doing your best, but you are not able to do, you will be rewarded. And there's a big evidence on this. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in Ghazwat al-Usra, Tabuk, he says, إن هناك أقواما في المدينة ما صعدتم جبلا ولا هبطتم واديا ولا واجهتم عدوا إلا شاركوكم في الأجر حبسهم العذر. He was talking about a group, those who were not able to join an army of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his lifetime. So this is called Ghazwat of Tabuk. It was very difficult hardship time. So some of them went, some of them they could not. So those, they were mentioned in the Quran, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sorry, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said about them, تَوَلَّوا وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمَعِ. They were crying because they were not able to join the army, because it's about 1,500 kilometers with the hot weather. So Allah was praising those people who were crying but not joining. Actually, they were not fighting. Actually, they were not part of the army. Actually, they physically, they were staying at the Medina. Yet, the Quran was revealed about them. And Prophet Muhammad said in a hadith about them, there is a group, this is my point, about the niyyah. He was telling all the companions, okay, you, the army, will be going there to do the jihad, which is the top thing in Islam. But you have to know that there is a group of the Sahaba in the Medina. Wherever you are going, whatever you are doing, even if you are, you know, going to the top of a hill or in the bottom of a valley, or you are facing an enemy, even if you are killed or you're killed, whatever happened to you in your struggle to defend yourself, they will be sharing you in the ajr. Habasahum al-udhur. They had an excuse. They were not able to do it. So what was activated in this? Niyyah. Their niyyah, their intention was, they would love to be there, but they couldn't. So do your best to make benefit of the two good news, and be careful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. If you can't, don't worry, you will have the ajr. But do your best. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the barakah in Ramadan and to help us to purify our niyyah. Rabbal Allah minna minkum qubula salatu. Jazakumullah khairan.